Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
The new documentary series, The Fall of Diddy, this one from an Investigation Discovery and also available on Max or HBO Max or whatever you want to call it these days. It'll probably be something else next year. It's interesting. It's a five-part series. They had a surprise fifth episode that had one of his more recent staffers on talking about his experiences, and we're going to get to that in just a little bit today. It's a cornucopia of clips from that documentary, giving you a good taste of what it's all about. I do encourage you to go watch it because it does put more pieces of the puzzle together. And I will say this right now, because there's some really kind of graphic things in here that we're going to go into. I'd say probably even more than we ever have in the past. And so if you're triggered by anything about rape, sexual assault, anything that, you know, Diddy's accused of, this is probably not the episode for you. And that would not be a good documentary for you, though, either. But it is all very important pieces to this case. And that's what we do here. We talk about it. So fair warning. If I'm giving a trigger warning, take it seriously.
You know it's bad. Usually I'm the one who's like, hey, if this stuff bothers you. And Tony's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm usually like, fuck it. Fuck it. Learn about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a pretty deep one. We're not going to go into the one of the super bad clips immediately, so you got a little bit of time. I'll let you know when we get to one of the ones that really stand out to me. Let's just kind of begin by looking at, you know, his life, where they start talking about how Diddy became Diddy, what life was like before he even was Diddy. Did this behavior come on once he became the music mogul, or was this always just kind of part of him? I would, you know, before I even knew any of this stuff in here, would argue it's probably just part of him, because monsters, you know, they're made. It takes time to get there, and usually in your childhood is where that's going to begin. And once you, I guess, officially cross over to monster, I don't think there's a lot of going back. I can't think of a whole lot of rehabilitated monsters out there. So I'm going to start here and take a look back at a clip. This is talking about Howard University and an experience that occurred there. And this is some of the folks that were there to see it firsthand. Again, this is from The Fall of Diddy, which you can see on Investigation Discovery. Let's take a look.
He's powerful. And he's scary. This event, honestly, is so vivid to me. The night began with me in my dorm room. We heard someone yelling and screaming. So we pushed up the window just enough to get a little idea of what was going on. We saw that it was Sean Puffy Combs, a fellow student. And he was screaming, "Get your ass downstairs, come downstairs right now." And he had taken his belt off and he was whipping the wall, mad, angry. They were connected somehow romantically. And when she came downstairs, timidly and scared and really not knowing what to do, he started beating on her, whipping her with that belt. She's taking it. Now we're involved because now he's abusing her. So we're yelling, "Get off of her. Stop hitting on her. Leave her alone." And he's yelling back, "Mind your business. Mind your business." But we're yelling back, "Get off of her. Leave her the alone." He pushes her back into the doorway of the dorm. We don't know what's going on in that space. We can't see. Whatever he's doing takes a few minutes before he actually stops whatever he's doing, and then he leaves alone. And she follows out a little bit behind that. Our 18-year-old selves yelled for her. Maybe could have stopped it. Maybe we should have called the police, called our dorm mother. Got somebody else involved. The front desk was downstairs. They didn't do anything. Nobody really actually came to her rescue like we probably should have. It's very important to tell that young woman's story because he was never held accountable.
Instead of becoming tarnished in any way, his time at Howard becomes a key part of his mythology.
Howard didn't just change my life, it entered my soul, it entered my heart, it entered my being, my spirit.
When he got an honorary doctorate, no less, I was a little bit hot about that. How would you honor someone like that?
And even though I only completed 2 years here at Howard, it was the greatest 2 years of my life.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot to unpack there from back then with the belt and things of that nature. And yeah, it's, again, this is before he was the big mogul type character. And this is, you know, this is how he was acting.
It's disgusting. It's, you know, and again, people were notified of it, whether it was security, whether it was, you know, whoever it was. People knew this was going on. This was not like, "Oh my God, the monster just came out of the closet." No, he didn't.
No.
He's been out the entire time.
And that is, that's the reality of it. Let's take a look at another piece from the doc. This is about a late night car chase that really, you know, could have ended in life or death. I believe this goes back to the time when Death Row Records was attempting to have an East Coast presence. There was the East Coast, West Coast rivalry going on, and they were going to try and do some stuff in the East, and that's Diddy's territory. And he didn't like it that someone was wearing a T-shirt.
A shot blasted off. Lance yells, "Gun, gun!" And I don't know who shot it. I leap over the island, and now it's a car chase. And I'm fighting for my life at this point. But all I know is that I need to get away. And so I'm driving, I'm going down one-way streets, I'm on a sidewalk at one point. It's a high-speed chase through Manhattan. just thank God I escaped that situation.
What we see is this massive overreaction and tendency towards brutal violence. If he could fly off the handle that easily over such a small perceived slight, what else was he capable of?
You asked me earlier, like, why I'm here. Like, I almost wouldn't be here, period. My whole future would be erased. Dude, you're a menace to society. My story is just a piece of the bigger puzzle of his mayhem. Sean Combs has been the figure more associated with death, tragedy, and brokenness than any mogul.
He ran on fear and intimidation. It was abuse.
Combs wants what he wants when he wants it.
He was saying things like, turn around, let me see that ass.
All of a sudden, I just seen him out of nowhere, just punching.
And God said to me, be still, you're about to get hit.
I truly believe monsters are not born, they're made.
And of course, he has denied all of the allegations against him. I wanted to, I'm trying to put up on the screen the actual information on the doc itself, because I had it labeled incorrectly, because I put this together at about midnight the other night. It is the fall of Diddy. I had it like the fall of the bad boy or something. It was incorrectly labeled, but that is what it is, in fact. But there you go. I mean, literally, they're in this car chase. He's firing a gun and racing through the streets of New York City. And he's already kind of got some things going on. This is the time of, like, been around the world and I can't, you know, the more money, more problems and all that stuff. And he's willing to go and take risks of that level because of his impulsivity.
Wow.
It's kind of stunning what he was willing to get into. I want to do another one here. This is, and this I'm going to give you a trigger warning on, because this is very graphic. This is someone who came forward to share their story. Is this one?
Oh, all of it's been disturbing.
It is. I think this might be it here. I think this is it here. Let's take a look.
By the time we got to Daddy's House Studios, I started feeling a little woozy, lightheaded. Yeah. I kept doing this, trying to feel my face because it kept feeling a little numb. I remember getting out the Escalade. Still, I'm thinking we're going to go to the studio and my boyfriend's going to be there. But at this time, we went down the hallway to a door and a lounge that I've never been to. And I remember sitting on the dark couch. Puff was sitting there on the couch with me, and I'm not sure for how long I was sitting there. And I started feeling a lot more fuzzier, and I remember crying. And the next thing I remember was I was slammed on a pool table.
Trigger warning.
I was naked on the pool table, and my hands were tied behind my back. And I kept trying to do this to try to figure out what was tying me. It felt like plastic bags. Puffy was standing by the bar, and he was naked. There was a jar on the bar. He put on something on his privates that, like, I smell it. It smelled like menthol. And he was slathering it in.
Yeah.
So I was still trying to figure out what's going on. And Puffy came up behind me and went straight in my anus, to where I ended up throwing up on the pool table and screaming. And I'm not sure if there was anything coming out my voice while I was screaming, but I could feel the burn anally. And I was trying to kick him. I'm short, so my feet wouldn't even touch the ground. And I was trying to kick him, and I was trying to hold on to the table at the same time. At some point, Puffy stopped, went back to the bar, wiped himself off, because I'm looking at him like this, still tied, and trying to see everything I possibly can, and trying to focus, because it was a big blur. And then he came back and went into me vaginally. And he said something, not sure what he said or if he was even talking to me.
So tell me that she's lying. Did he tell me that she's making all that shit up?
Jesus. Oh my God.
That to me was one of the most powerful pieces of testimony that we've seen thus far, I think, out in the public, that wasn't just quoted from someone.
I realize we're recording. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I've been not through anything like that. I've been assaulted. Mm-hmm. Find me a woman who hasn't. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I know that sounds horrible to say out loud, but mm-hmm. Pretty much every friend I have, we've all got a story.
Yeah.
Where we said no and it didn't work.
Yeah.
This is horrific. And not that anybody else's experience isn't horrific. Mm-hmm. This is orders of magnitude above and beyond anything I've heard of anybody going through in my circles, friends of mine, things like that. None of us endured what she was talking about. And the fact that this man wielded power in an industry, in a world. It wasn't just he could overpower her physically. He could do so on a grander scale as well. That if she walked out of that room and reported him, it wouldn't fucking matter, and she knew it.
Yeah.
I hope she testifies. I'm so sad that there's just this trail of despair that's got his name all over it, you know?
And these are the ones who are willing to come forward.
Right.
I mean, and if you like, just kind of look at percentages and you play the numbers game for a second, I mean, and these are not numbers, these are people, but I'm speaking that way in terms of these are the ones that are willing to come forward. I can probably guarantee there's many, 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 many more, multiply that by God knows what, that are not going to come forward. And rightfully so. They don't have to. I mean, there's plenty of people who are at this point. But why the fuck would you want to relive that? I mean, other than let's tear this guy down and take him out so he never can do this again. I get that. But sometimes I get this is just way too traumatizing. You've moved on with your life and you don't want to have to relive that. Or you can't. You may not be, you know, capable of doing that without putting yourself into some sort of mental health emergency, having to relive something like that. So
it takes a lot of strength to put that behind you and move forward. There will always, if you've been in a situation like that, there'll be something that'll trigger you. For me, I'm at a point in my life, I'm not scared to talk about it. It happened to me when I was 16. Mm-hmm. If I smell Calvin Klein's Obsession, I will vomit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wonder, you know, there's some power in knowing that he's behind bars right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's easier to step out and say, okay, this happened to me and he did it. He is a very powerful human being. He had money, he had influence, he had followers. I don't know how you come out and say anything about this man. So I imagine we're going to see some more trickling of people coming out saying, here's what happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, I just, oh God. Ugh.
Of course, a lot of the case is revolving around these alleged freak-off parties and what took place at these things. We're now going to hear, this is in part five of the docuseries, which is on Investigation Discovery and HBO Max, from a recent, I believe he was an assistant of some sort to Diddy, but in semi-recent times, and he can give some insight here into what was actually going on. He talks about in the doc that he never heard the parties referred to as freak-off parties. I don't know if Diddy changed the name at some point in time, but they were called Wild King parties, and he has the texts to prove it. Take a look at this.
We usually had a laundry list of items that included lights, alcohol, marijuana, ketamine, Molly. We have mushrooms on the top there. Baby oil and Astroglide were very important. Candles, incense, Apple TVs, electronics, computers, iPads. Obviously there was, you know, male libido supplements, stuff like that. Those requests started to become more frequent. They started to occur on a daily basis. There was a requirement. We had to keep those things stocked.
Phil, can you come back upstairs to help me set up the red light?
I would get a lot of voice notes from Diddy.
How often?
Daily, hourly, every 5 minutes, every 5 seconds.
Would you ever be asked to bring things to Diddy during a Wild King night while it was ongoing?
Yeah, for sure.
Phil, I need some Cialis.
Can you give me 20 Xanax, please?
Hey, Phil, I need a plan B.
I need 10 Adderall.
The mushroom capsules, the microdose. Can you bring that out to me, please?
Did I see plan B in there?
Yeah, you did.
Holy shit. To me, that feels almost like an admission.
Well, I mean, it's an admission of sex, or some sort of that happening willfully or not, I guess is up in the air if it's sex or rape. On each one of these accounts. But the thing is, what you're going to have is a lot of people, and this guy, I mean, literally, he has a treasure trove. He has a cell phone full of Diddy's, and Diddy didn't just text. Diddy did the voice memos, which I think will be rather critical in doing him in, because you can't argue, he can't go, well, this is unreliable. Cellbrite data will show what its fact and where it came from. Mm-hmm. But when you have his actual voice, that is Diddy. And he's asking for certain things on certain nights. And if accusations line up and it can be, you know, coordinated here and it can be, you know, put side by side and go, yeah, this happened this night and this person can also account for it. That's going to be pretty damning.
Oh, God, I don't know how you get around that. We have a radio person in common, my radio partner of 18 years when I worked in mornings. He keeps my voice memos. And I've always wanted to ask, like, why? Because it's on Apple. It sends you a notification, not sends you, but it says so-and-so kept a voice memo from you. Like, we'll send like 5 minute memos back and forth with each other. Instead of calling, we just send the audio. And then it will say that he kept it. And I just let him disappear on my end. It's like, well, wait, dude, what are you doing? You know, I didn't say anything that's bad, but it's like, why did you keep it? I just question, like, why are you keeping it?
I can probably answer that. I mean, we don't really communicate in voice memos. I don't communicate with anybody in voice memos, but I could say, you know, if you're in the middle of something and he sees your voice memo come through and it will delete itself at some point, but he's not able to sit there and listen to it because it's a voice memo. Yeah, you're going to save it, then you can listen to it later. That would be probably why he does that. I couldn't see.
That's a really good point. And I'm not ever worried about this guy. He would never do anything you know, if I said like, you know, something top secret, he's never going to use it against me ever.
No.
But it just, sometimes I look at it and go, everybody else I know, it just dissolves and goes away.
That's all it is. You know? Yeah. He's busy. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's what that is. But I mean, the fact that it was good that this guy had that foresight to go, I should start saving these.
Yeah.
So that's how the party in air quotes, gets set up. He asks for a litany of drugs and male enhancement stuff and sex products and Astroglide and Plan B. I mean, you name it. It was a pretty extensive list. That's what he needs beforehand. What happens after the party when you're the assistant that's assigned to do the cleanup?
When you get there and you see the wreckage, you see the stains, you see the bodily fluids, you see the used condoms, you see the baby oil half used, the Astroglide oozing down the sides of the bottle, and you have to pick it up. Broken glass, urine, blood. It wasn't uncommon for there to be stains on furniture, stains on sheets that we need to remove. One can only imagine what was actually happening. It's disgusting. You know, it's a little triggering for me because the smell of baby oil is something that, like, I don't ever want to have to smell again.
Yeah.
They're showing the text messages between...
I mean, kid you not, you could slip because there was baby oil on the floor. There would be baby oil surrounding the bathtub, and there would be a bathtub full of water. And you would reach down there to unplug, and you would feel the baby oil was in the tub.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that the feds have said in their case is that these events were recorded. Did you ever see evidence of video recordings?
Yeah. It was on his devices that were his iPad, his laptop, even his personal phone. I had access to all those things. I would see people engaging in sexual activity.
So there you go. That must have been a real fun job right there to clean up after Diddy's wild king nights. You almost sound like a fucking hazmat crew to go in to do that sort of shit.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, you would definitely want to have some gloves and, you know, some shoe protectors on so you're not tracking that shit elsewhere. Ugh.
Yeah. You know, it makes you wonder a little bit of how many STDs does Diddy have? That should be a game.
Yeah, I bet plenty. I mean, how many people did he violate or have consensual sex with without a condom if he's asking for Plan B?
Yeah.
You know, that's, oh boy, there's a lot going on there.
So
there just is.
Yeah, that's a look into that doc. If you want to watch the video version of this episode, you can check out our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi on YouTube, and you can see some of those texts too, or you can just go watch the doc on Investigation Discovery and HBO Max. It's a long one. It'll probably take you about 4.5 hours to get through the whole thing because it's a 5-part series. Four of them about 45 minutes long. That last piece with that assistant lasts roughly about 25 minutes. But it goes into obviously some great detail here on what was going on with Diddy at that time. I don't know how I can't imagine this man is going to get out of any of this. And also, too, I mean, let's just play devil's advocate for 1 second. For some reason, something lightning strikes and he's acquitted or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know that he's going to have a very good life outside. I think honestly you probably have better odds in prison of surviving. And that's not good because there's a lot of horrible accusations against you. And unless you're like in solitary the whole time, I think you probably got a huge target on your back, but I think you do outside too. because there's probably a lot of people who he has violated, or very close people to those who he has violated, who would also be glad to put a hit out on him.
As I don't ever condone things like that, but absolutely, there's enough people now that have woken up and gone, this shit needs to stop. So yeah, he's probably safer behind bars in a cell, where they're watching his safety versus out on the streets.
The only way that the world is safe from Diddy, in my opinion, is if he's 6 feet under the ground or if he's in a cage for the rest of his life. There's no way around it. This is not a rehabilitatable person. This is a monster, quite literally in the purest sense you can think of. And
I agree.
And yeah, I mean, the world is watching to see how this is handled. And I don't know how you dig out of all this. It's one thing if like one person has one allegation against him. We're getting into the hundreds. Mm-hmm. It's never going to end.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
So they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock US-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info, and if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.